caution, which is, as Susan said, one of the previous callers, it's the ultimate form of abuse. There are many people who are unable to have children who would be willing to adopt and raise children in loving homes. I've actually said to girls considering abortion that I will adopt your child, will foster the child even until you are ready to take over the care of that child, if that's the case. And I know hundreds of people, and there are hundreds of people in our network who would do exactly that. That's actually reaching out and offering real help. Putting a woman through the trauma of abortion with all the concurrent risks, breast cancer and psychological and emotional breakdowns and problems, that's not caring for women, that's not caring for, and that's not the best, obviously, for the child. The child dies. That's why mothers suffer, Sarah.
Caring for women is letting them have the decision.
And letting them
enter that premises, knowing that they've made a decision at home quietly with no one there, they have made the right decision for them, and they're going to that clinic after making that decision. They do not need people outside who are then trying to make them go back and make that decision all over again.
Not make the decision all over again. Make a new decision, an informed decision.
But I went to that clinic many years ago.
People, places like preterm, are in this for money. They make money out of doing this. Our tax dollars are funding it. It's funded through Medicare. That entitles us in the first place to a say. The fact that many women accept our help and choose to reverse that decision goes against your argument. There are many women who go in. We don't stop people going in. We're there to offer help and support if they want it.
Sarah, I'm guessing from your point of view, and I think you've already expressed this, you are very satisfied with the decision you made to have that abortion.
Oh, definitely. I was not ready. I was not ready, for one, to bring a child into a relationship like the one I had. And I was not ready to be a mother. I was 18 years old. I barely left school. I had a full-time job. I was living at home with my mum and dad. There was no way. And I'm quite a bit older now. I'm 35 now. And I look back and I think, I'm glad that I made that decision back then. I just wasn't ready.
The fact is, Sarah, you were a mother. You have four children. That's an inescapable fact.
That little baby died that day. I don't agree with that.
We have a friend. Her name is Anne Lastman. She's a post-abortion counsellor. She's had two abortions herself previously. She's counselled something like 2,000 women in the last 15 years who are, unlike Sarah, have suffered enormous grief and emotional distress because of that decision. A lot of women go through traumatic times post-abortion because there's not enough support and because they made a wrong decision. There are better decisions than ending the life of your unborn child, Sarah.
I would like you to go to some of the areas where there is a majority of young mothers who I might add, taxpayer also funds, not all of them, mm-hmm. but a majority of them,
yep.
And have a look at what kind of life a majority, not all of them again, are living. And you tell me whether...
A lot of those young mothers that you're talking about, and I know a lot of those young mothers, those young mothers would die for their children. Not have their children killed, they would die for the child.
Okay, look, I do have to, Sarah, Paul,
yep.
I hope you appreciate, I did let that run quite a while because I wanted you guys to have your say, but I think it's probably fair that I bring some other people into the discussion. You know, there's some wise old heads around radio stations that will tell you do not discuss abortion. Because either way, you are going to split people. And I just don't think it's one of those issues where there is a black or white answer. I certainly don't have it. And I tend to have an opinion on most things. But look, I appreciate both of you for joining me on the show.
Thank you.
Good on you. There's Sarah and Paul Hanrahan from Family Life International. You've heard both those points of view. Now it's time to have your say.